Gardaí are investigating an assault on a teenager in County Meath on Monday. The incident was filmed and posted on social media in recent hours. Our reporter Diane O'Connor has more on this. There's been a statement from the Gardaí this lunchtime, Diane.
That's right, and Garda Síochána issued a statement within the past hour. It said it's investigating an assault which happened in the Navan area in County Meath at around 2:30 on Monday afternoon. The statement goes on to say that a male juvenile was treated at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda for serious facial injuries, and I understand that includes dental injuries as well. Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information on this assault to contact Navan Garda Station. In the statement, it said that Garda Síochána is aware of a video circulating on social media of this incident, and out of respect for the victim in this case, we would request that people refrain from sharing the video. Now, the video is quite upsetting to watch. It shows a male teenager being punched and kicked by a number of other youths, some wearing school uniforms, and he falls to the ground and is crawling away while punches and kicks are still raining on him. So it's not pleasant to watch at all.
And it has, though, been widely posted across social media and commented on.
It has been widely circulated and retweeted. Now, the patron body for the school says, it said in a statement that it's aware of the alleged incident and says it is under investigation by the Gardaí and it will make no further comment at this time. Now, there's a lot of reaction to the video today. Fine Gael, Shannon's spokesperson on children, Mary Siri Kearney, describing it as appalling and a sickening display of violence and humiliation. And Paul Murphy from People Before Profit tweeted describing it as horrendous. And it's worth saying here that not only is this young person set upon, but it was filmed. It is being widely circulated on social media and retweeted, which may be adding to the trauma of this child.
Diane Connor, thank you very much for that.